When confronted with an unsolvable puzzle, what's a teacher to do? NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff suggests two ways teachers could use Hollywood's latest literary adaptation, The Maze Runner, in the classroom.
Day one, Greeny. Rise and shine.
The latest entrant into the category of young adult dystopian novel series made into a film is The Maze Runner. Based on the first book in a trilogy by James Dashner, The Maze Runner film opens as a teen boy, played by Dylan O'Brien, is lifted up into a grassy area by an automated elevator. There, he's greeted by a group of about 30 teen boys led by Albie, who is played by Amiel Amin. The new arrival is nicknamed Greeny, in part because he initially remembers nothing, not even his name. He is taken around the glade, the area that is enclosed by four very tall walls, and introduced to the others, and learns they all entered the glade the same way he did. That evening, Greeny recalls that his real name is Thomas, but his other memories remain fragmentary, just flashes of people in white coats and pools of water. Over the next few days, Thomas learns that labor is divided among the young men in the glade. Some are cooks, others take care of livestock, and a select few are runners, who leave the glade every day and enter the maze that surrounds it. The maze is dangerous, as it is patrolled by biomechanical monsters called Grievers, and the walls can shift without warning. In spite of these hazards, the runners are trying to map the whole maze in hopes of finding a way out. The runners have to return every day before nightfall when the doors into the maze are closed. Thomas is told that no one has ever survived a night in the maze, and as you might expect, Thomas challenges that truism quite soon. The majority of The Maze Runner deals with Thomas's attempts to lead a group of gladers out of the maze and to try to understand why they're all in the maze in the first place. There's a warning. From here on, I'll be revealing some important plot points, so keep listening only if you're comfortable with spoilers. The glade-slash-maze setting is so artificial that perhaps it's no surprise that it has all been contrived by scientists to test the kids who were placed there. The research team is looking for people with an innate resistance to two natural disasters that killed most of humanity, solar flares, and a disease also called the flare. A group called World in Catastrophe Kill Zone Experiment Department, or WICKED, is testing the gladers to find the strongest candidates for solving both flare problems. The Maze Runner is just the first volume in the series of novels, which continue the story of Thomas and his companions. I see two interesting ways to link this film to some fun science. First, the enclosed nature of the glade got me thinking about sustainability and wondering if the area of the glade would be enough to support the population we see in the film. For an advanced environmental science class, I might simply pose that question to the class and ask students to do the research needed to come to a conclusion. Now, the gladers don't actually have to survive on what they can grow. Food and other supplies are delivered by the elevator each month, but it is still an interesting question to explore. Check out the online and print versions of this review for details of my calculations to answer that question. The second major topic The Maze Runner could link to is the real danger of a large coronal mass ejection, CME, from the sun. CMEs and solar flares are often conflated in the press and popular media, though they're not really the same thing. A coronal mass ejection is a large burst of high-energy particles, electrons and protons, from the upper levels of the sun, or the corona. A solar flare, on the other hand, is a sudden brightening of the sun and a release of energy mainly as photons. CMEs and flares may be related, as they often happen together, but the exact relationship is not yet known. Since CMEs are particles, it takes some time, usually a few days, for them to reach the Earth, if the ejection happens to be pointed in our direction. When those particles get to us and interact with the Earth's magnetic field, aurora are often produced, sometimes much closer to the equator than is typical. Astronauts in the International Space Station need to be aware of CME events as they can produce dangerous levels of cosmic rays. The most significant CME on record is known as the Carrington event and occurred in 1859. That geomagnetic storm produced by the CME generated substantial currents on telegraph lines, some of which even injured telegraph operators. If a similar event were to occur today, the disruption to our power grid would be dramatic and the effects likely long-lasting. Dr. Jeff Masters at Weather Underground has a detailed, if disturbing, post on his blog that you can check out through the links in the online version of this podcast. Teachers interested in exploring community sustainability could use the glade as a model for students to study. Physical, earth, and space science teachers could use the Maze Runner as a way to introduce the possible impact of solar weather on the Earth.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
I need to know you're going to follow the rules.